me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State. I might brag just a little bit, but I really won't exaggerate.
Hello, I'm Brody Bashaw.
And I'm Ashley Bean Thornton. This is different, Brody, with you being in another room.
I'd love to give you a big hug, girl, but we're still playing it safe.
True dat. Hey, it's great to be back with Act Locally Waco on the radio.
Obviously, these are not the best times for our usual routine of sharing events going on in and around Waco.
So we've done a little pivot and switched our website, www.actlocallywaco.org, from an emphasis on events and getting involved to an emphasis on sharing resources. If you go to actlocallywaco.org, you will see a big link to what we are calling CV2020, the Great Waco Hunker Down. If you click on that, it will take you to a page we're pretty proud of because we believe it is a great place to find many of the resources you need all together in one place. With your help, Brody, I would love to give everyone kind of an audio tour of what is available.
Of course.
As you scroll down from the top of the page, the first thing you'll see is a section we call a little something extra. It's usually a link to something fun or funny or inspiring or interesting that doesn't necessarily have anything to do with Waco or coronavirus, just a little something extra to make you smile or think.
This week, a little something extra has included, among other things, a link to some wonderful animated poetry readings to celebrate National Poetry Month, and a link to a video of the Peanuts gang singing Close to You by the Carpenters, among other things.
Today, there's a link you can follow to find out how to watch a 1998 concert of Andrew Lloyd Webber Broadway songs on YouTube tonight for free. The next section, after a little something extra, is the heart of the page, a menu of buttons to give you access to various resources. There are too many for us to list here, but to give you a taste of it, we have the links to the City of Waco COVID information page, the Public Health District page, and the Waco ISD page, so you can find all that information in one place.
You can also find a link to the Waco Trips coronavirus coverage, which is free to the public whether or not you subscribe to the Trip.
You'll see a mental health button that will take you to information about the various mental health hotlines available, as well as a series of blog posts from MHMR with tips for keeping yourself mentally healthy during these trying times.
One that's pretty self-explanatory is the Ways to Help button. It will take you to an extensive list of ways you can help.
Including one of my favorites, a link to Waco Delivers. This is a website that lets you order food from a local restaurant to be delivered to a variety of first responders, healthcare groups, and local nonprofits. This is a great way to both support a local business and send a nice warm meal or delicious snack to people who are working hard to keep us safe.
If you're looking for help with basic needs such as food, housing, and utilities, you'll find links including a link with instructions for how to apply for EOAC Community Services, which help to administer a wide range of programs including assistance with utility and other basic needs.
We have a button devoted to things for kids and parents to do, which will take you to a wonderful list of resources from learning about space to the Mayborn Museum at home to physical activities and much, much more. I particularly love the Spanish experiment. It links you to children's books being read aloud in Spanish. It's perfect for Spanish speakers and for people who are trying to learn Spanish. Like I said, there are far too many links for me to talk about each one, but believe me, there is much more. Links for job seekers and small businesses and information about reopening Texas and much, much more.
If you scroll past the resources section, you'll see another bank of buttons in the section called Shop Local. This is a great place to support local businesses. Among several others, there's a link to Make It in Waco, which is a brand new website set up by Creative Waco to help you purchase works by local artists online.
There's a link to the Buy Local Challenge, which is a contest to motivate you to buy local.
When you upload a receipt from any of the participating local businesses, you're entered in a drawing for one of two gift baskets filled with over $250 worth of terrific merchandise from local establishments.
We hope you'll visit the page again and again, so the next section is called Recently Added or Updated. We added that section so that when you come back to the page, you won't have to dig through the whole thing to find things that are new. Just to give you an example, a couple of things we just added this week are the Governor's Report on Reopening Texas, if you want to get a good sense of the plan for moving forward, and the link to apply for the Small Business Recovery Fund being made available by the City of Waco and McLennan County. And finally, we do have a list of virtual events. As various organizations are getting better and better with the technology, they have started putting more and more things online.
This morning at 9:30, there is a virtual field trip at Cameron Park Zoo.
On May 6th at 8 a.m., the EOAC will be opening up the first round of rental assistance based on the funding they received from the CSBG block grant.
On May 11th, the Dr. Pepper Museum is holding a virtual birthday party.
And on May 12th, the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension is kicking off a five-week virtual series called Do Well, Be Well, about how to manage life with type 2 diabetes.
Ashley, you and Act Locally Waco have done a great job helping us during the hunker down, and it's great to have you back.
Thanks, Brody. We'll include events when things get back to normal, or the new normal. In the meantime, check out actlocallywaco.org for a wealth of local resources.
Be safe, my friend. It really is great to see you.
It's great to see you too, Brody.
Through this glass.
I know. I've missed you.
Missed you too. They can't see that on the radio.
They can't see us reaching towards each other.
We almost look like the E.T. thing.
Yes.
Have a great week, hon.
You too.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.